Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Green Magic, Green Medicine with your host, Miss Susan Weed. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, and I see Susan is in the queue, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Welcome, Susan.
Green blessings. How are you this evening?
Doing well, doing well. And
good. Good. I was kind of surprised to see new icicles forming on my back porch this afternoon.
Oh. Surprise isn't the word I would use anymore.
But at least I saw snowdrops blooming at a friend's place. So I know that mine are under the snow there, just awaiting the melting of the snow.
Wow. And we had about 6 or 7 inches here in Northern Virginia.
All right.
So we had some more snow here as well.
Good. Ah, well, we were talking about chickweed last week, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Maidenwort, the little star lady. And she is one of the stars of my green book, The Second Wise Woman Herbal, Healing Wise. So let's see what chickweed has to say for herself. Hi! Hi, come play. Come play with the fairies and me. Come play with the fireflies and me. Come play in the star fields with me. I'm the cool chick, chickweed indeed. No, no, not chicory. Call me Stellaria, the little star lady. Or maidenwort, if you like, and then you won't confuse me with that bold thing, chicory, so unladylike. What do you want to play? Do you want to play moon and stars? Oh, why so puzzled? Oh, because you can hear me, but you don't see me? There's a laugh, like the twinkling of the heavens. Well, of course. You're used to looking up at the sky for stars, aren't you? But I'm the little star lady of the fields. I spread my stars at your feet. Sit down here now for a minute. We'll play moon and stars later, if you'd like. Can you see me now? Reach out and put your hand among the mosaics of my flowers, my mandala-like stars. Feel the energy of the stars in you. Let yourself become available to the energy of my stars and through them to all the stars in the cosmos. Yes, become available to the energy of the cosmos. That's how we begin another game that I love to play, Leaky Margins. There's a chuckle, like moonstruck icicles vibrating. It's a game of becoming more than you know you are. It's a game of removing boundaries. When I play it with your cells, the cell membranes thin. Your lungs release fluid. Intestinal absorption increases. Bacteria become highly vulnerable to white blood cells. And instant, optimum nourishment is available to every cell that I contact, especially the injured ones. Leaky Margins is a game I play a lot. Do you want to play? Do you want to experience for yourself the joy and perfection, the grief and chaos that streams in the universe? Anytime you want to, I'll play with you. Just let me know when. How do I play Leaky Margins in yourselves? Oh, I am a lady, a maiden, you know. There's a sigh, like the sound of snowflakes sliding on pine needles. The little star lady, and ladies do not tell certain things. The slippery, soap-like way I have of sliding into everything and sponging up spills is really very private. The way I replace fat with protein and mineral salts is not for public discussion, please. Have you noticed how smooth I am? Smooth and cool. Smooth and cool and sleepy, some say. There's a laugh like a ripple of ice sounding in a frozen lake. Do notice my points. I am not altogether without an edge. I do have some sharpties, and I do not sleep in, as some suppose, from seeing my flowers opening so late in the day. I stay in meditation for part of the morning, that's all, and so I don't open my flowers until mid-morning. What of it? I'm not lazy. My inspiration is not the sun, if you want to know the truth. I am a little star lady, remember, and though the sun is a star, I admit, I find it a star too near, too fierce, too hot, too drying. Oh, how I love the rainy days when I lie close to the earth and bend my flower's ears to hear her song. I love the short days of winter. I love long twilight. I love the relieving shade. I love cool corners. There's a murmur of shade settling softly into place. And yet one must pollinate. That's another thing we ladies don't speak about. So don't ask. If I didn't desire pollination, I wouldn't show my delicacy to the sun at all. But my life is short, and I do want to leave children, so I must set seeds, and pollination is needed for that. At least no sticky-footed insects lap at me, and I do it wearing white lace. A lady can remain pure even in such circumstances, I believe. Let us talk more of my sharpness. Look closely now at my tiny white petals and see how very like little sharp knives they are. Each petal is slit almost in half, leaving a thin, sharp blade of white, and each parted petal is backed up by a green lance. My stars are points upon points of sharp light. There's a whistle like a keen edge of a wing slicing the air. I am sharp like a needle to repair your rips. I am sharp like a knife to cut through your problems. See, how skillfully I can sew together the traumatized flesh, the broken self, the torn weave of your being. See how I can cut away obstacles, infection, limitation, resistance, rigidity. Do not fear to bring me into frightful and messy situations. There is this about ladies. Though we don't like to admit our own juiciness, and I am very juicy, we don't mind mucking about in anybody else's fluids. I am quite inured to the horrors of war, accidents, and disease. I can be tender. It's true. See what care I take of my new leaves and flower buds. See how securely I protect them in the embrace of my leaves. I am so tender and careful with myself. I may look weak and pale to some, inconspicuous and insignificant to others, but I assure you, I am worth the effort to get to know. For I grow everywhere and offer you abundant nourishment and prompt healing, and I do meet everywhere. We little star ladies get around, city or country, north or south. The little star lady is on the scene, ready to play. Now, are you ready for that game of moon and stars? This small herb, often classed as a troublesome weed, is one of the supreme healers of the herbal kingdom and has given me wonderful results, said Juliette de Berkeley Levy in 1966. Chickweed, weed walk. Put on your warm coat and boots and your hat and come on out with me to pick some chickweed. Hello! I know, it still seems like winter out there, but I'm not crazy. The sky has cleared and we'll have some good foraging down where the river widens and seeps toward the sea. I have a basket and some scissors. There's no dirt to wash off if we carefully cut an inch away from the ground, like giving the plants a haircut. Come on already, you won't need gloves. It's that warm out today. I love chickweed. It's my favorite salad green, and not just because I can harvest it fresh all year long, except for the summer. It's that the taste is so exceptional. It's clear, bright green with a trace of bitterness, just a little salty. Ooh, I really like it. Yeah, smell that fresh sea air. There's our supper, ready to be cut. Snip, snip will be like the hairdresser for the little star lady. Our haircut will encourage chickweed to branch many times and provide that many more tender shoots for our next cutting. And our cutting will keep her leaves large. Okay, large for chickweed. I see your point. I see your point. Chickweed leaves are very small, and even large ones are small. But look, some of these are nearly as big as your thumbnail. All right, in a harsher habitat, the leaves get about as big as your tiny toenail. But large or small, all the chickweed leaves are in clear green, absolutely smooth, and growing in opposed pairs. See how the leaf stalks get longer and longer as they get further and further away from the growing tip? Old chickweed is mostly stalked, and it's not as edible as the tender leafy parts. Snip the growing leafy tops off like this, and leave behind the soiled, stalky stuff. Now, lay what you snipped off in the basket in a neat bundle with all the stalks parallel. That makes it easier to chop for salad when we get back to the kitchen. No fuss, no mess, no dirt, no tedious washing. And, you know, one of the reasons I don't wash my salad greens is because good, healthy gut flora needs some soil bacteria. Now, look at the stalk. Look at this line of hairs that runs right up the stalk, just one tiny line of hairs on an otherwise totally smooth plant. No, that's not a second line of hairs. It's this one, but it jumped to the other side of the stalk at the leaf node, right? So look, it goes up the stalk, and then when it gets to where the leaves are, it jumps around to the other side of the stalk. It goes around to each of the four directions, as if in prayer to the four elements, fire, water, earth, and air. You almost need a magnifying glass to see those hairs unless you hold the stem to catch the light just so, making them visible. Take another look at the stem. See how it barely rises from the ground unless the plants are very crowded together. Not that it exactly creeps or lies on the ground, but chickweed can be said to grow out instead of up. There are so many branches to the stalk, and here more than usual, since my cutting has increased the branching, that a single plant seems to grow like a supernova radiating out and up. Pick one stalk and feel the slightly swollen joints. Now, crush it and note the juiciness. This is a great plant to use for poultices. Nothing like it for juicing things up and cooling off the heat at the very same time. It's an inconspicuous plant, say most writers. Smooth, green, small, low, no strong taste, and not really active medicinally. Inconspicuous, well, if you mean easily overlooked, many a lawn owner is totally unaware of chickweed at play in their grass. What a feast of food and fun and fantasy if they could have if the lawnmower didn't work and the little star lady came out to play. And it grows in towns too, but few town dwellers notice it, though I've never been in a city yet, except in the tropics, that wasn't graced with chickweed. I was picking and eating chickweed off a curbside in West Berlin just a few months ago, much to the dismay of my German companions. At first, that is, a few salads later, they went out to gather it. Most gardeners, however, do notice chickweed. Small stature seems only to encourage our little star lady to glorious abandon of abundance in vegetable or flower bed, thus bringing many an unladylike gardener's curse to the little star lady's ears. As any annual would, Gweed focuses her energy on producing as many viable seeds as possible. Here's one of the seed capsules. It's not much more visible than the rest of the plant, and maybe that's why wise women love the little star lady so. She's as invisible as they are. The seeds in here will ripen, even if you cut the chickweed, even if you uproot it. If I pick a whole mess of chickweed and leave it in the refrigerator, it is one wild green that keeps really well in the refrigerator. Why, within a few days, the bottom of my storage bag will be covered in a layer of tiny, yellowy-orangey seeds that have ripened and fallen loose. With your magnifying lens, you can see the teeth on the seed capsule. When the seed capsule gets wet, these teeth swell and keep the capsule tightly shut. And when the sun and the wind dry it out, then the teeth loosen and allow the wind to shake the seeds free. I know, these patches of chickweed here by the compost pile do seem perennial, don't they? They self-sow so readily and so constantly. But we don't curse the chickweed, we bless it. And we believe we are blessed by its abundant green. I tell you, even though this is a big patch of chickweed here by the compost, it cannot outpace my appetite for it. Last year, I served chickweed salad to 30 women on spring equinox from this very patch of chickweed. Well, when I don't have that much help to eat it, I have to eat quarts of it all by myself or make chickweed pesto. Sometimes my chickweed is already flowering by spring equinox. Would you be surprised if this plain little plant had flashy flowers? Well, don't worry. It doesn't. Not unless you use a magnifying lens. Magnified, though, the pattern of the delicate, deeply divided petals, each set off by a pointed green sepal, becomes a whirling mandala, a glittering star. The symmetry of the flower vibrates, and the five white cleft petals become 10 slivers of light in your eye. The sepals, 5 pointed understar of shimmering green, adds to the effect. There you are, peering through a magnifying glass at a tiny flower, and suddenly you're having an experience of cosmic proportions. That's the little star lady for you. This patch of chickweed is out of the sun. This patch of chickweed is out in the sun, so it dies early as soon as the days lengthen and the heat builds. But there's a patch over here, back under the roses, and doesn't give as many greens, but it stays so shady and moist that I can get chickweed there all year long. The little star lady prefers cool, rich, and moist soils along the misty coasts, deep in mountain valleys, and even in cities. She has no shortage of likely habitats. She thrives here along my quiet strand, though not as lushly as I once saw her growing. That was in Northern California along the coast. The wind was fierce, so my walk that day wasn't far, just far enough to find a little freshwater stream that ran down to the sea, spreading herself out and out and out as she came and smoothing the way for acres of nearly knee-high chickweed with a healthy bit of miner's lettuce mixed in to add to the bounty. I would have lain down on the ground and eaten my way to bliss, but it was too wet. With my outer shirt as a makeshift carrying basket and my ever-handy pocket knife, I cut enough chickweed to feast on for days to come, and plenty for sharing the earth's bountiful gifts with my chickweed-loving friends, too. Yes, why don't we do the same? Though we have a proper basket and won't have to undress to hold on to our chickweed today. The days are short. Let's cut our salad and go have a cup of hot cider by the wood stove. Chickweed is a readily available and delicious source of optimum nutrition. Her ability to cool off those with fevers and infections is unsurpassed. In addition, chickweed contains steroidal saponins. Saponins emulsify and increase the permeability of all membranes. By increasing permeability, chickweed encourages the shifting of boundaries at all levels, from cellular to cosmic. Chickweed saponins increase the absorption of nutrients, especially minerals, from the digestive mucosa. Her saponins also gently dissolve thickened lung and throat membranes, emulsify and neutralize toxins, weaken bacterial cell walls, making them vulnerable to disruption by the immune system. Fresh chickweed juice is so rich in saponins that can be used to dissolve warts. Chickweed tincture, taken faithfully for extended periods, dissolves cysts, especially ones on the ovaries and in the breasts. Think of chickweed as increasing your permeability to solar, lunar, universal, and cosmic energies. Incredible nourishment awaits you. Use chickweed, the whole fresh herb, before or during flowering as a nourishing, strengthening food, a cool helper when the situation gets hot, a nourishing healer of wounds, an eye-opener, an herbal diet pill, and a joint oiler. And we're going to move through here to the last section. Chickweed is a joint oiler. Those experience burning, hot, searing pain from arthritis, rheumatism, stiff neck, sore back, sore legs, gout, backache, and bursitis find relief often in a few hours with hot chickweed baths, soaks, and poultices. So to make a hot chickweed bath, we would make a chickweed infusion. We can buy dried chickweed. It's an item of commerce. Weigh out 1 ounce. Put it in a quart jar. Fill the jar to the top with boiling water. Put a lid on it and let it steep for 8 hours. for a bath, we then fill the bathtub with hot water and add 2 quarts of our chickweed infusion, unless you want to have a date with the plumber, strain the infusion so you don't pour the herb in the bathtub. It will get caught in the drain. Oh, dear. A chickweed soak would be your 2 quarts of chickweed infusion in a smaller container in which you soak the body part or parts that is wanting the application of chickweed. And, of course, a poultice we have already talked about using the fresh chickweed as a poultice. This would be a hot poultice. So we could take the fresh chickweed and put it on the area in question and then take a hot towel or a hot wet towel and put it right on top of that chickweed for a hot poultice. Those with chronic rheumatic pain can use 20 to 30 drops of the fresh chickweed plant tincture taken in water several times a day for several months to restore joint mobility and ease pain. To heal, stretch, and restore elasticity and strength to tendons and ligaments, eat chickweed freely and treat the affected area with poultices, hot poultices of chickweed, or hot chickweed oil packs. And chickweed oil is very easy to make on any day when it hasn't rained within the past 24 hours, and preferably in the middle part of that day when the sun is overhead and hot. We'll harvest some chickweed, chop it, put it in a jar which is absolutely dry, and fill that jar to the top with chopped chickweed, and then fill it to the top with pure olive oil or any other carrier oil that you want, but not extra virgin olive oil. The smell is too strong, and it will interact with the chickweed in ways that make smells you won't want to smell. Take my word for it. Let that sit together. Usually I put a lid on mine. I put the whole kit and caboodle into a small bowl because it's probably going to ferment a little and bloop over. And let it sit that way for about 6 weeks. And you then have chickweed oil. And chickweed oil has so many fabulous uses. It is a sexual lubricant. It is a massage lubricant. It is an oil that can be applied anytime there are growths anywhere we don't want them to be. Chickweed oil is a lovely substance to have on hand. And then we'll just look at one of the many recipes here. This is for bacon, chickweed, and tomato sandwich. Combine a tablespoon of mayonnaise and a tablespoon of yogurt, and that'll bring down the fat. Put 6 slices of tomato on your mayo yogurt. Spread whole wheat bread, add a handful of chopped chickweed, and then a piece of bacon and the last piece of bread. Grin and bite. Yum! Chickweed fun and facts. Henrietta Rao, in Healing with Weeds, treats chickweed with more respect and understanding than any other writer I've ever come across. Audrey Hatfield, writing nearly 100 years ago in her Weed Herbal, clearly loves and enjoys our little star lady as well. Wildflowers on the Windowsill by Susan Hitchcock is a must-read for all city-dwelling weed eaters. Chickweed, she says, was one of the plants that got me started in the adventure of growing wildflowers on my windowsill. She's too polite to call it a weed. And for those with a scientific curiosity about chickweed, you could read Plant Substances Active Against Mycobacterium Tuberculosis, which focuses on chickweed. Therefore, says Audrey Wynn Hatfield in 1898, the fact that chickweed fossils have been found in the Leah Valley Arctic bed and in the soil stratum of Britain's late glacial period should not surprise us. Maidenwort.
About a minute left, Susan.
I know. okay. Maidenwort, Cronewort, and so my question is, have we talked about Motherwort?
Say again?
We have now talked about Maidenwort.
And Cronewort, yes.
And Cronewort, and my question is, have we talked about Motherwort?
I think you did 1 week, yes.
I think we did talk a little bit about Motherwort as well. So those are our three triple goddess herbs. Do you have any particular topic or herb you would like to continue on with as we move into next week's show?
Myself? Now, I know you like to keep things local, and I don't know the regions of some things as well, but I do use tea tree oil and some other things. I know you're not as fond of the oils as much. So let me think of an interesting herb, something local maybe.
I don't think we've done a show about honey, have we?
That's a good one. Either honey, or I was thinking some of the barks. You know, some people make take bark and make what is it, the white birch, and they make like a pain killer thing. I don't know if that would qualify as well.
Let's focus on honey, and maybe if we want to talk a little bit about willows and their pain killing abilities, we can slip that in.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. All right, then honey it is for next week.
Okay.
Thank you all for helping me reweave the healing cloak of the ancients. And remember, herbal medicine is people's medicine. Green blessings and good night.
All right. Thank you. Have a great evening, everyone.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.